I'm a little curious. I saw that you got a Nichols Fellowship.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that was used to kind of kickstart this film.
Yes. The Nichols Fellowship. I won that in 2015.
Right.
And that was based on the script. The script had already been written and was in pretty relatively solid shape, like relatively close to what we shot at that point. And from there, you know, that was a real game changer certainly for me and for the project, because just certainly gives the project a sort of viability and all the sort of big agencies read it, cover it, and then it also brought aboard I met Albert Berger, one of our producers from the Nichols Committee, and he, you know, really loved the material and came on, and he and Ron Yerxa some of our producers, and they really helped sort of give the project just a really solid sense of a potential quality and allowed us to really pursue these wonderful actors in a way that they felt like it was worth potentially putting their name on.
Mm-hmm. So then what led you to the subject and the subject matter before, I guess, even that yeah. part of the process? What got you into it?
It was a very personal thing. I wrote the script. I was inspired to write it based upon my family, my grandmother and her battle with Alzheimer's disease, and our battle of trying to deal with her Alzheimer's disease, and you know, and all that I lived through, loving her through that disease, and all we all did, and how it sort of tore us apart and brought us together. And it just really came from watching her lose her memories and realizing in that moment what a gift they are, that they're precious and that we can take them for granted, because we can lose them.
Right.
And we even lose them whether or not we have some sort of memory debilitating disease.
Mm-hmm.
Memories just fade. And I didn't want to lose this time. I wanted to control time. Wasn't ready to let go of my grandparents or my family or my hometown, and I just wanted to spend a little more time there, and writing the script and rewriting the script and rewriting the script and then making the movie was doing just that.
Okay.
So it was a very like personal thing. I didn't make it for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really about the process of hanging out in that memory.
Right.
But I'm very honored, flabbergasted, candidly, to have it here.
Well,
through that, so.
There's an interesting reason for why I asked you that question to sort of kick things off. I've been coming to TIFF for 10 years now as a critic, writing for a couple of alt weeklies, one in Cincinnati, Ohio, and one in Dayton. But this year, besides doing that, I'm also here sort of wearing a second hat as a programmer.
Oh.
And we have a festival that has just been rebranded and it's going to kick off at the end of September called the Over the Rhine International Film Festival.
Over the
Rhine. It's a downtown neighborhood in Cincinnati that...
Is it like R-H-I-N-E, like German Rhine
yes,
River? Yeah.
Yes. It's had a very troubled history here in it, definitely in the last 20 years. But it's kind of come through all of that, and there's been this great resurgence, and film is slowly becoming a part of that in Cincinnati, which is an exciting process to see. But I stepped into this role at the beginning of the year, and it was before this, it was actually Real Ability Cincinnati, which focused on stories and films about people with disabilities and sort of overcoming challenges. And we've expanded beyond that, but there's still a focus on disability, and for us it's kind of this idea of trying to locate or position disability in that larger conversation that we're having now, especially within the industry, about diversity.
Yeah.
So yeah, I see your film here, and it reminds me of what we're trying to accomplish with our festival, and in particular, our managing director who came in at this time that I did, as we were both trying to sort of figure our way through this festival and the expanded themes, but keeping the disability there.
Yeah.
He brought up the idea, and it was really fascinating to hear him say this, because he's a business-minded guy in Cincinnati. He's kind of a bedrock in the community. But he's like, I'm a 62-year-old white guy. And he's like, I know nothing necessarily about these issues, whether it's faith or identity or freedom or even disability. But he's like, you know what? I'm 62. And at some point, this is gonna touch me.
Yeah.
So this is why I signed on. Mm. And, you know, to a certain extent, I kind of feel like as a programmer, I've kind of taken that on, because as a black person in America, and looking at how we have changed how we're seen in the industry through the films and performances and things that have happened, I'm drawn to the idea now that that disability is not being talked about.
Yeah.
We don't see those stories in the same way. And again, we have a very broad definition of what we look at when we're talking about disability. Mm-hmm. But your film and what you're talking about, it's a part of that discussion.
Yeah.
And again, those are stories that we don't see that often.
That's a great observation, yes.
Yeah.
I agree, and I think... you know, when people first heard about what the movie was, without sort of knowing it much deeper, and they heard it was an Alzheimer's movie, and they were sort of like, oh, what do we need another one of those for? You know, and it's like, I just resented, frankly, that, because I feel like, well, we have infinite people, like infinite stories, mm-hmm. about unique people for whom their disability, whatever it may be, is one tiny piece of who they are. It's not as though once you have this Alzheimer's diagnosis, suddenly that's all that you are, and you lose all of the amazing things that made you this amazing human being and full round human being. Why on earth would we only have one story to tell about them?
Right.
And about the people around them and the impact that it has. You know, I really wanted to make a film that was about all of those things, about the woman that she still is and was, and her family,